Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. We all have the capacity to feel empathy, which means we all have empath-like qualities. As with everything in life, there are also extremes to empathy, from not feeling much at all to being highly sensitive. And each of us will slide back and forth on the empathy scale every day, depending on our life experiences and what the situation is. So the big question here is, are you an empath? Now, there are a great many books out there about empaths, and my goal is not to dive deep into the topic, but to offer you the chance to better understand if you're simply being empathetic or if you're actually an empath. Now, I'm going to take you through a basic empath quiz, which I go a bit deeper in my energetic protection course, just to help you understand where you usually sit on the scale, which will heighten awareness about what you're feeling and why. Now, as I say the following 10 statements, I want you to keep in mind this scoring system, and I want you to apply the number to each statement that sounds like you. So 0, this is nothing like me, or 1, this is sometimes me, 2, this is me most of the time, or 3, this is me all of the time. So 0 being not like you at all, and 3 being 100% you. So here we go. I have lots of empathy for others. I cannot not care. People always come to me to unload their problems. I cannot set or defend my boundaries. I'm very sensitive to feelings and get very emotional. Sensory experiences such as taste, touch, and sound overpower me. Physical closeness and crowds make me uncomfortable. I prefer quiet or solitude. I avoid all conflict. I understand other people's situations. I get overwhelmed easily. Now, what I'd like you to do is tally up all the numbers you apply to each one of those statements and write it down as your total number. Feel free to go back and re-listen to the statements, and remember, 0 being not like you, up to 3 is always like you. So have you tallied up your number? Great. So if you have a tally of 0 to 10, it means you're not overly empathetic. You experience empathy for others, but only when directly engaged with that person or situation. And for the most part, you aren't really concerned for others beyond that. And that's okay. It's not a bad thing. It just means that your sympathetic response gets engaged only when necessary. Now, if you have a tally of 11 to 20, you are what I would consider in the normal empathy range. You experience empathy for others as the situations arise. You think of them from time to time, and you wish them well, possibly even pray for them. But while you have concerns for others' welfare, it doesn't affect your personal life. If you have a tally of 21 to 25, you're very empathetic. You really feel for other people's situations, even if you don't know them. Like if you're watching a sad movie or listening to someone else's negative experience, you'll put yourself in their shoes to really understand what they're going through. This quality makes you a good listener, and it makes you very empathetic. You borderline on being an empath. Now, if you have a tally of 26 to 30, you are an empath. You are most likely full of empathy all the time. You feel keenly the emotions of others, irrespective of whether you know them or not. And when I say keenly, I mean you feel them like it happened to you, as if it was something that you experienced. And those feelings will cling to you and affect how you feel from day to day. The sensations will compound with every new concern that arises. And because you're already burdened by someone else's issue yesterday, you'll get further weighed down by someone else's today. And then by that point, you won't be able to tell if the emotions you're feeling are yours or somebody else's. Like being very empathetic, your empath character seems to attract people who want to tell you about their life problems. You probably find yourself wondering, why does everybody come to unload on me? And the answer to that is because you most likely listen and you care. And those are two beautiful qualities which you should be very proud of. But without your proper attention and protection, your kind heart can be misused and taken advantage of. So now that you know where you sit on the scale of empathy, you now need to decide whether you should nurture more of it for others or protect yourself from it so you don't whipsaw back and forth and become so susceptible to negativity. If you want to learn more about how you can protect your energy, I encourage you to join others like you in my Energetic Protection course. On the other hand, if you think that you need to nurture more positive emotions and feel more empathy for others, my positive thinking course could really help. And please feel free to come to the actual blog post on my website for this empathy quiz so you can retake it. I hope that was helpful for you today. I hope that you embrace love and light and protection and keep shining it in this world. Big love to you always.